That morning, I was making rounds up on the medical surgical floor here at the hospital in Pierre, and the word came across that there had been something happen at one of the Twin Towers in the World Trade Center in New York City. The initial reports weren't really clear about what happened, but somehow or another, they came across that some kind of an airplane somehow flew into the building, and that's all that came across the news at that time, which was somewhat concerning. I didn't have a whole lot more information, so some of us walked over to an empty patient room up on the floor, turned the TV on, and there was some news show going on showing the pictures of the tower, and you could tell that it was a serious thing that had happened. Nobody for sure knew the details, of course, and it took quite a while to figure that out. So as soon as I could, I wrapped up my business up on the floor and went back to the clinic as soon as I could. I have a television set in my office there, and so I turned it on and was getting my work done and keeping my eye on the TV because there it was going on in New York City. And while I was working on charts and watching TV, the second jet flew into the second tower, and I saw it happen. And then I knew that my morning was not going to be the same. And being a person of history myself and have watched other things occur and been mesmerized on TV by events, I couldn't take myself away from that. I had to watch and see what was going on. So did all the rest of us in the office. So did the patients out in the waiting room who watched it on television, too. And all of a sudden, the things that we were going to think we were going to do that morning changed. It was really hard to concentrate on what we were going to do next. Luckily for all of us in the office, staff, patients, physicians, we didn't have anything real serious going on. And it appeared that what we were watching was more serious than anything we thought we might do that morning. And so there it was, not believing what we were seeing, not sure of what it meant, but obvious we had something big happening. And then, of course, as the morning went on and I'm watching, the towers came down. And again, disbelief of what was I really seeing? And more importantly, what did it really mean? As they gathered more information and knew more about where these airplanes had taken off from, they started telling us that. And one of them had taken off from Logan Airfield in Boston. Well, at the time, my oldest daughter was in photography school in Greenfield, Massachusetts, which is on the west side of Massachusetts. Now, Massachusetts isn't very big. And so from Greenfield, Massachusetts to Boston is only 90 miles. And I'm sitting there going, if something took off from there, I mean, I needed to know that she was okay. And I actually went and called the school, got a hold of somebody who understood why I was calling and found out that everything was fine and I didn't have to worry about it. But here I am in South Dakota and stuff is, a disaster is occurring in New York City. And I'm afraid because I have a daughter in Massachusetts, not even close to any of that stuff. But that's how it affected me in a more personal basis, let alone the fact that this was happening to my country. And I don't think, and at the time, nothing like that had ever happened before within the borders of the United States other than Pearl Harbor. So something was up. And then as the morning went on and we got more information and things happened at the Pentagon and then that other liner went down in Pennsylvania. You came to understand the gravity of the matter and how serious it was and stunned and angry and afraid. And that's kind of how it was that day.